Okay, so another booth from Matt Frew here at the Weymouth and Portland live site, and it's the 30th of July. Just about finished, it's a bit late in the day, so we've just visited we've been to the Knoll, which is the ticketed venue. We've been to the actual big screen live site area, and we're just back from the sporting area, which is attached to the live site area. There's different areas, so we've got a number of segmented and controlled and contained spaces, as we've said before. And straight behind us, we have the big massive, or the rest, I should say, of the beach, which is clearly open to the rest of the public. Of course, just reflecting on the sporting provision, that is distinctly different here, because Active Dorset have gone to a lot of trouble, and I've got to say they've done really well, because we've got a lot of sports here, from rugby to football to cricket, table tennis. We've got sailing and kayaking, so a lot of things that really jump out of you with regards to sport here, which was distinctly different to Victoria and Hyde Park. So I've got to say, the one thing that you can't really blame them here for, and they've definitely got that right, is there's a clear association, an overt association, obviously, with the Olympic ideal of excellence and aspiring to participation, which is, you know, distinctly different to some of the other sites, which were, I would suggest, probably more commercial. They're not as commercial here, because you are allowed to bring in, you know, food and beverage, and to be slightly more relaxed and family orientated. Again, we've seen a slight relaxation in the brand experience, where the local businesses have been able to, you know, capitalise a little bit more and make a little bit of money, I suppose, off the visiting public, which was, again, slightly different to the more, you know, definitely secured spaces that we've seen Victoria and Hyde Park, with the exception, I suppose, as we saw earlier, of Porter's Field. I suppose, so just in finishing here, what we really see is a series of clearly distinct and differentiated areas designed for particular consumer groups, where there's clearly conflict, no two ways about it, with how they are secured and how secured they're supposed to be, in order to, on the one hand, protect brand or the brand family, to promote the values or the overt values of the IOC. But clearly there's a tension between the levels of, you know, commercial response and, I suppose, this idea of creating hierarchies spatially, and I would say obviously between consumer groups and brands and partner families, etc., within the actual live sites. One of the final thoughts that we've got to look at is clearly the use of media, and how, really, as we would look at it, since the 2006 World Cup games, how, I suppose, smartphone technologies, tablet technologies, and the increasing development of media have transformed these spaces. Even up at the Knoll, where people can sit on their iPads and piggyback, if you like, off of the distinct space. You know, they're not allowed into the space, but they can just sit at the side, see the big screen, even hear the commentary, and at the same time, while watching the ceiling, they're watching it on their pads and their iPhones. So these screens, if you like, which are increasingly part of our everyday life, have not only enabled and set into these spaces, but also transformed them, and creating, I suppose, in one way, opportunities for the IOC and for the Olympic movement and for the brand families, no doubt, but also creating a number of headaches for them as well. And what we're finding is there's a little bit of tension as we leave these spaces, of exactly where the future lies and where they're going to take this. Are they going to try and embrace these things and work with them, work more issues of engagement rather than issues of control? So I think what we'll see over time is whether it's engagement and empowerment through these modes of technology, or more security, containment and control, which we've seen quite a lot of that during these games. We'll think about this another time.